We are
reading from the Zohar for All, volume 4, page 140, the portion Bo, chapter 57. You can ask questions on the website kab.co.il and selected questions will be answered during the lesson.
I'd like to remind you that we're going to make all efforts to be together, so because we can only discover the Creator through our connection. And we'll be rewarded with the revelation of the Creator. Please.
Chapter 57. And he planted that seed in one righteous, which is Yesod Zerampin, the garden's gardener. And the seed in the garden, which is Malkut, is the concealment and hiding of that light. This means that the concealment is not absence, on the contrary. It is a seed of blessing. That concealment itself will become light once more, like a plant that buds from the seed. 58. When this great monster saw that the seed of this light grew in the garden, which is Malchut, meaning that the monster was once again receiving the Or Chochmah that grew in Malchut, it awakened to bestow upon the other side, the other river from among the four rivers, whose name was Gihon. At that time, the waters of the Gihon were divided through one trail of the monster. The monster went to the seed that grew and became light within the garden, Malchut, received it, and illuminated in the river with this seed's light of Gadlut, and it was called Gihon. 59. And King Solomon rose to greatness from the Gadlut of that seed, when he rose to kingship, as it is written, and bring him down to Gihon. It is also written, anoint him there. There and nowhere else, since King David knew that other waters rise to another Malchut, and this Malchut from Gihon was a strong Malchut. 60. And that great monster was awakened to bestow upon the river of Gihon, and the fins of that whale, his Malchut, rose up in the river Gihon to strengthen in it, and all the other Niles rise and fall by the force of this great monster. And once the river Gihon illuminated, it re-entered that quiet Nile and was stilled in it, meaning it did not actively impart Chochmah. 61. Then, when that light was concealed above to that gardener, the first darkness came out prior to the emission of the light. It struck the monster's head in that hole that was made in it, and a thread was spread between the illumination that remained of the hidden light and that darkness of this dark, as it is written, and God separated the light from the darkness. It explains the order of concealment that was made by Malchut's return to Binah. You already know that Malchut's ascent to Binah causes the division of each degree into two. Yet, there are two actions here. First, Malchut's Tzimtzum, restriction, rises to Binah, as it is written, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Masach of Malchut rose and was corrected in Binah, as it is written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Then the Masach in Binah was erected too, and completed the degree there. The Keter and Chochmah were considered to have stayed in the degree in the form of light. This is the light of Katnut, the smallness of Nefesh and Ruach, that dresses the two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, which is the illumination that remained after the light was hidden. And Binah and Tum, below the ending Masach, are considered to have departed that degree and are considered darkness. Two actions took place when the light was concealed. One, he created darkness through the ascent of the Tzimtzum in Malchut to Binah, as it is written, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Two, the darkness struck, meaning connected to the orifice, that was stretched in his head through the ascent of Malchut's Masach to Binah. As it is written, and the Spirit of God hovered. Then one string was stretched, being the Masach that ends the degree below Keter and Chochmah, between the illumination that remained of the light that was concealed, Keter and Chochmah that remained in that degree, and that darkness of that dark, Bina and Tum, that departed the degree because they were below the Masach that ends the degree. 62. By this separation of the string that separated, this monster separated those Niles from the darkness too. In other words, in them too, Malchut rose to their Binah in a Tzimtzum and Masach in her. And the Masach in Binah's place separated their Keter and Chochmah, which remained in the degree, from their Binah and Tum, which departed the degree and were in the dark. And the fish were separated to their kinds, those from these, with that separation that was made in the Niles. 63. When the holy upper water was separated, during the Gadlut, Malchut departed Binah once more, and Binah and Tum returned to the degree. And since she already had five Kelim, Kechab, Tum, and Gar, returned to them, and she had five lights, Naran Chai. At that time, the upper water is called holy. This is when all the Niles were separated, and rose into the still Nile that was separated from them all. Also, they enter and exit it three times a day, since during the Katnut, when the ending Malchut is in Binah, and Binah and Tum departed the degree, all of Binah and Tum of the upper degree fell into Keter and Chochmah of the one below it. And at the time of Gadlut, when Bina and Tum of the degree return to it, they elevate Keter and Chochmah of the lower degree with them too. Thus Keter and Chochmah of the bottom degree receive the Gar in the upper one, since the lower that rises to the upper becomes like it. Accordingly, Bina and Tum of the still Nile too fell into Keter and Chochmah of the Niles during the Katnut. During Gadlut, the still Nile, too elevates its Bina and Tum to it, and with them rise the Keter and Chochmah of the Niles, which receive Gar from them. And their Keter and Chochmah remain in the degree, and rise during the Gadlut. Since when he brings his Bina and Tum back, the Keter and Chochmah of the Niles rise up along with them and receive Gar, called three times a day. Since the lower that rises to the upper becomes like it. And all those fish, which are the degrees and the souls that grow inside these Niles, are separated from one another, since the ending Masach separates the Keter and Chochmah in each one from the Binah and Tum in each. And they are called nights, since the degrees of the left are called night. Those from the degrees of Keter and Chochmah in them are the heads of all those from the degrees of Binah and Tum in them, which departed the degree. And those from within rule over all of them, and they are called the firstborn of Egypt. From here, the firstborn spread outside, from the degrees that belong to Binah and Tum, and all are fed by the waters of these Niles, and this great monster rules over all of them. 65. It is all by separation of upper and lower water, as it is written, and let it separate the waters from the waters. The holy upper waters, Keter and Chochmah, excelled and were separated to be above, and the lower waters, Binah and Tum, were all separated from one another to be below, and the holy were separated from the unholy. Hence, the angels above are called separated, since they are separated from one another. The Keter and Chochmah in them, from the Binah and Tum in them, according to their kinds. 66. And God said, let the earth put forth grass, The earth is Malchut, and the herb-yielding seeds are the light that grows out of the sowing of the hidden light. When the great monster was blowing wind through the orifice in his head and hovered upwards, when he wanted to draw the gar from there, from above downwards, he dried all these herbs. Finally, another wind, Ruach, which comes from Malchut's ascent to Bina, blows in the wind of that monster and quiets it below, that is, diminishes his gar, from which emerges a new sowing. Later, in Gadlut, a new budding emerges, and the grass grows as before, and they rule and praise and thank the Creator. 67. From the left side, and out of the still Nile, emerge various beasts and approach these herbs. But they cannot, and they return to their place. All these Niles walk and swim with that monster that governs them, and surround those herbs, but cannot enjoy them except on times, when the high wind does not blow, and the monster hovers wind in that hole in his head. At that time, that wind governs those herbs and dries them. 68. It has another way of approaching the herbs. When the quiet Nile returns from Malchut to its place, when it rises and falls, since its waters are still, it walks quietly, and the great monster climbs unto those Niles and is not there in the still Nile. And all the herbs grow around that still Nile on either side. Then that monster climbs unto the herbs and grows among them, and then returns to all these Niles. The herbs are the light that grew out of the dark, and each time the lower ones wish to extend Chochmah from above downwards. These herbs in Malchut dry out, and although they themselves are Chochmah, they still reject Chochmah, and shine only to the right side, to the illumination of Chasadim. Hence, all who extend from the left side, who lean toward Chochmah, cannot approach these herbs because they take after the Chochmah, and the herbs reject illumination of Chochmah from the left and shine only to the right with the illumination of Chasadim, except when the quiet Nile rise to Malchut.
והעשבים דוחים מערת חוכמה שבשמאל ומאירים רק לימין בהערת החסדים. וכן, כל אלו היהורים הולכים וסוחים עם התנין ההוא השולט בהם וסובבים אלו העשבים ואינם יכולים להנות מהם. חוץ מבעת שהיהור השוקט עולה למלכות ומקבל הערת העשבים ושב למקומו,
at that time, those who extend from the left can enjoy their illumination. Two, since it is discerned as Keter, there is no fear from the judgments in the herbs, and they do not reject Chochmah, as there is no judgment in them. Also, the herbs around it shine for each side, even to the left, for they do not reject Chochmah. 69. And God said, let there be lights. This is the Bariach, boa, serpent. It is called Bariach because it bars both sides, both lines, right and left, and does not let the third line that decides between them extend. It never goes out to harm the world, but only once every 50 years. This is so because the klipah, opposite the pure Tiferet, which is the middle line, called, and the middle bar in the midst of the boards, which shall pass through from end to end, from the right to the left, is called a Bariach serpent. It blemishes the middle line and does not let it determine between the two lines, since it closes the two lines. Hence, it is the opposite of the middle line called Bariach. That is why it too is called Bariach. And he interprets how it harms the middle line. The Mochin de Bina are called 50 years. The three lines within them are called three times. And he says that he does not go out to harm except by clinging onto the left line of the 50 years, called once, not letting it connect with the right side. 70. Concerning the verse, "Let there be light," it is written in the books of the first that it is the slant servant who always moves in curves and brings curses to the world because he seduced Eve with the tree of knowledge. This is so because the Creator bent him into the sea when he approached it, since he was stepping on the power of the sea, which is the great monster, as it is written, and tramples down the waves of the sea. 71. And when this serpent rises, it is written, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. This is why it is written, "I am against thee, the great monster that lies in the midst of his Niles." And this serpent is lights without vav, which indicates curse. As it is written, "The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, which curses everything. And he overcomes the monster with the strength of the great river called Euphrates." The four rivers correspond to the three lines, and the Malchut that receives them. The river Pishon is the right, the river Gihon is the left, and the river Euphrates is from the middle line. It is known that hidden in the Masach Dechirik, in the middle line, is the discernment of Malchut of the Lock, that wherever she touches, the lights disappear. And this discernment of judgment of the Lock is included in the primordial serpent as well, and with it, it puts every living thing to death. It is mingled in that Gvura that is hidden in the river Euphrates, and in this lies its power to put every living thing to death. 72. That serpent is on land. When they go out to fight each other, the one on land always prevails, because all his ways and strength are on land, the Malchut, where there are all the judgments. And it always eats earth and dust, as it is written, "And dust you will eat all the days of your life. One grew in the dust and one grew in the water." A serpent that grows in the water is not as strong as one that grows on land. That is why it is written from the serpent without the letter Vav, that its strength is great enough to kill all. 73. That serpent was intended for that monster in the water, and although it was intended for it, it did not fight it, but only the Creator who killed it in the sea, because of the coarseness of its spirit, as it is written, that said, "My Nile is mine, and I myself have made it." The great monster is the left line. In the beginning of the elicitation of the left line, it emerged only to serve the right, to bring it closer to the Egyptians, but later he dared to dispute with the right and wanted to revoke it. Therefore, although it later surrendered to the right by the force of the middle line, it still maintained the coarseness over the right line, since it surrendered only by force. This is why the Creator killed it, meaning revoked it and re-established it, completely subdued to the right, willingly and voluntarily, as it was with the approaching towards Egypt. It is written, that said, "My Nile is mine." This means that the light of Chochmah belongs to me and not to the right, since in "my Nile" there is the word light in Hebrew, and "I myself have made it" means I have made myself a unique governance.
Would anyone like to ask a question? Yes.
Rav, during confusion, what should I hold on to? There is none as Pisaudin, the ten, and then afterwards?
The ten is the most beneficial, useful. You have a foundation, your friends, and confusion. A prisoner can't save himself from the prison. Why, when you don't feel balanced, that's why you need to strengthen yourself even more with the ten, first and foremost. Not with the Creator, not with study, nothing, you know, they're all things you can get lost in. Just the friends. In a way that's more simple. Call them, talk to them, listen to them, hear something. Yeah, you know. And put on a lesson. Open shamati. These kind of things. The most safe thing, certain thing, is friends. Anything else? Nothing else to ask? Okay. Let's continue on. We're always thinking about the goal. Zohar holds the power for our correction, the force for our correction. What to correct, how we'll reach the correction, all of these things are what I need to think about while we read Zohar. Please continue.
And pass over the lintel and the two mezuzahs, doorposts. 74. For the Lord will pass through to smite. Yet everything is revealed before the Creator. So why did he need to have the blood over the lintel and the two mezuzahs? 75. It is written, and the Lord saw and spurned. It is also written, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Providence is not seen above, except when an act of it is seen below. And before an act is done below, providence does not punish, except for a thought of idol worshipping, which is punished without an act. And once an act is done, the higher providence awakens. This is why everything depends on the act, for better or for worse. 76. All the streets of Egypt were filled with idols, and in each house were all sorts of sorcerers who connect the lower crowns below with their charms and evoke the spirit of impurity among them.
ולקחתם אגודת אזוב
ו77 And you shall take a bundle of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. The bundle of hyssop is to purify the spirit of impurity from among them and to show the complete faith on their homes in these three places, one from here and one from here, on the two mezuzahs, which imply the two lines, right and light, left. And the one between them on the in lintel implies the middle line. And this is why the Creator passed over the door and did not let the destroyer come into your homes to smite, since he sees the holy name written on the door, which is the three lines. 78. If they imply to the three lines, why was it done in blood? It is because the color of the three lines is white and red, and the inclusive is green. There were two bloods, one of the Passover and the other of the circumcision, when they circumcised themselves. The blood of circumcision is rachamim, mercy, even though it is red, and the Passover blood is judgment, hence colors are irrelevant here. 79. He says, it is not so. I thought that the Creator brought that blood back to Rachamim, as though it was the white among the colors, as it is written, when I passed by you and saw you wallowing in your blood, I said unto thee, in thy blood live. And although it was red, it was brought back to Rachamim, for it is written, in thy blood live. Hence, it is not dependent upon colors. And this is why he wrote on the door on three sides, one here, and one here, and one in between them, implying the three lines. 80. Two bloods were seen, the Passover blood and the circumcision blood. Those correspond to two keters, sfirot, which were seen above at that time, which are the two lines, chesed and kvura. They are opposite one keter, including in the two hidden versides, in rachamim and din. This is because the middle line itself, tiferet, consists of two lines, the circumcision blood, the rachamim in tiferet, and the Passover blood, the din in tiferet. 81. There are several places where the Creator has pity over his children. A man made a house, and the Creator told him, write my name and put it on your doorstep, and you will sit within the house while I sit outside at your door and watch over you. But here, in Passover, he said, write the secret of my faith on the door, the three lines on the two mezuzot and the lintel, and you will sit inside your home while I watch over you from the outside, as it is written, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. It is also written, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel, and will not allow the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Thus the Creator was watching over them from the outside. 82. Such as the holy name, hey, they did at that time, meaning three lines, two on the mezuzahs and one on the lintel from above. This is similar to the shape of the hey, which is the malchut. Hence, as the holy name returned to being din over the Egyptians at that time, the blood returned to being din at that time, as it is written, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two mezuzahs, they are all, were all marked in red, implying din, to show that although it is Rachamim for Israel, it was Din once again to avenge the Egyptians.
83.
As she is above, so it should be seen below at that time. If it is Rachamim, then Rachamim, if Din, then Din. And since there was Din above over the Egyptians, it is written, dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel. The blood implies Din, and it is written above about the future. Who is this who comes from Edom with crimsoned garments from Bozrah, meaning he will show everyone Din, perform vengeance, and then his clothes will be as red as blood. 84. What is the reason that they were not allowed outside their doorsteps? It is that a person should not be on the street when din is applied to the city, because when the destroyer is given permission, those who hurt him are harmed. Hence, here, when the din was over Egypt, they did not need to be outside.
לא היו צריכים לצאת לבחוץ.
85. In that same one where you find Din for Egypt, you find Rachamim for Yisrael. As it is written, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We also learned, regarding all those holy Keters above, that there is Din in them, there is Rachamim in them. It is all at the same time. It is written, and the Lord will smite Egypt, smiting and healing, meaning afflict Egypt and heal Israel. What is and healing? They needed healing from their circumcision. 86. When the Egyptians were being afflicted, Israel were being healed. It is written, the Lord will pass over the door. Should it not have said, will pass over you? However, the door is the door of the body, which is the circumcision that he healed. 87. When midnight passes, the upper chesed awakens in the holy keter, malchut, for one does not rise without the other, even though the night is only malchut. Still, it never happens that malchut is without Zerampin, her husband. For this reason, one smites and the other heals. Malchut smites and Zerampin heals, and all at the same time. 88. The Lord will pass over the door to the body, since it is the opening to extension of Ruach, from which they were born. Until Abraham was circumcised, he was blocked from all sides. He could not beget in holiness. When he was circumcised, everything was opened in him, and he was not blocked like before. 89. He was sitting at the tent door, since the Yod had been revealed. In this disclosure of the Yod, he placed Chesed in Sedek. The Yod in the name Shadi appeared through the circumcision, indicating that the Chesed is extended into Malchut called Sedek. This is the door of the high holy tabernacle Malchut, and this is the meaning of what is written about the tent, that is Malchut. Before he was circumcised, Malchut was receiving only from the left side, in the form of Chochmah without Chasadim, at which time she is blocked from all sides, because Chochmah cannot shine without Chasadim. And when he was circumcised, the chassadim appeared in her, the chokhmah in her clothed in chassadim, and illuminated in both chokhmah and chassadim. It is therefore discerned that a door was opened in Malchut through the circumcision so he could shine, and this is the meaning, and he was sitting in the tent door.
90. When this yod appeared, Abraham was told and blessed at the tent door, which is tzedek, malchut, that was mitigated in chesed, meaning that chokhmah in malchut had been dressed with chasadim, as it is written, in the heat of the day. The day is when chesed, Abraham's share, governs, since Abraham is a chariot for chesed is ranpin. The tent door is malchut, which was mitigated by the chesed from Abraham, since it is written, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in everything. Everything is malchut that was mitigated by chesed through Abraham, after the yod appeared in him through the circumcision. 91. While he was sitting at the tent door, as it is written, the Lord had blessed Abraham in everything. The tent door is malchut, called everything, the tenth ketel. Ketel means a sfira, and in the heat of the day means that just as he was given a sfira, chesed, called day, he was rewarded with the tent door. This is because chesed opens a malchut called tent, so it may shine. And as he sits in chesed, called day, he sits in malchut, called the tent foot. This is because malchut cannot shine in the chokhmah in her without chesed. And chesed, without the illumination of chokhmah in malchut, is vak without a rosh. 92. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. Pass through means that he was passing over the sentence of the ketels that were connected to other ketels above and released them from their existence. The lower ketels to which the Egyptians were attached were connected to the higher ketels of Kedusha, from which they received their vitality. And the Creator released those ties, and the existence of the lower ketels was revoked. This is when the firstborn of Egypt were killed. It turns out that the Creator breached his own ways when he corrupted the cascading of the ketels in order to pass the judgment on Egypt and keep Israel. This is how it is wherever it is written, pass, have passed, or will pass. It indicates that the Creator had breached his own ways in order of the cascading of the sfirot, either to carry out judgment or for mercy. And here passed means to pass judgment. And when it is written, and the Lord passed by before him, it is to do mercy. Rav, okay? Yes, Amnon.
I came, so I'll ask. In Zohar, there's lots of signals. It's like an upper language. And how are we to feel within us, and how will this actually cause us to connect?
Look, you open a book, and what are you reading? The book of Zohar on the... Wait a minute. Why is it not written that it's on the Pirush of Chamshei, the five books of Torah?
No.
The interpretation of five books of Torah? Why? I don't know. Is this not what we were reading from? So why is it the interpretation of the Sulam, not the five books of Torah? It is the language of interpretation of the Sulam. It's not understood to me. Who's the wise guy who decided this? I'm asking you, Bensi. If I take the Zohar, the interpretation of the Sulam, and it's the interpretation of the Sulam in a way that we added a few additions for beginners, that are making the reading even more difficult, then why is it not the interpretation of the five books of Torah?
We haven't actually put in Baal HaSulam into the heading. We just put in the book of Zohar with the interpretation of.
Okay, I'm asking from you to check out all of these things. And okay, so what were we talking about? There is the Torah that is telling us about all of the things that a person will go through towards the end of correction. And even though it might seem to us like history or geography or all these romances, whatever you might call it, it is the path, the spiritual path that a person goes through in order to reach adhesion with the Creator and wholeness. Now, that's the Torah. And it has interpretations. The Torah has a lot of interpretations. There's this and one and that one, and there's a lot of them. And what's it all about? It's about annulment. No, there's an expression, a Kabbalistic expression, where we can talk about it with Paltufim and Olamot, and the degrees, and the lines, the reflection in light, and then there's the Agadah, the legend, that's talking about the Musal, the morality. And then there's the Gemara, and it's the Talmud, and there's the Zohar that we're reading. It's on the five books of Torah of Rabbi Shimon, and there's Zohar on Rabbi Shimon, that is by the interpretation of the Sulam. Yes. And we are not, we have not put any of our own additions here. We've only translated it from Aramaic to Hebrew and made a few changes, mechanical changes.
So
my question is, if everything is just blocked to us, how can we feel this between us? How does it come to us?
Skula, it's a remedy. If I am reading or listening, and even if I don't understand a word, but I want to reach Kedusha, sanctity, divinity, through the and bring some contentment to the Creator, then it works. It's a bit difficult to understand. That's
another small thing.
Called,
I don't want to deviate. Also in the Psalms, it's like that.
Everything that's related to the Torah has a skula. I created the and the Torah is the spice, the tablin, to bring the person back to correction. And there's different sources, and there's different methods in their strength. And depending on each one's personality, some people are more attracted to Talmud HaSefirot, and there's others who like other books. And each one, but each one are talking about the same thing. How do you go through the paths until you reach the point where you have reached equivalence of form with the Creator? Yes.
Rav, lo kol ha-mekubalim katvu sfarim. Ma
ha-mekubal lichtov sefer? What brings a Kabbalist to write a book?
There were Kabbalists who wrote and burnt. There were Kabbalists who wrote and it still didn't reach us. And there were ones who just didn't write. a Kabbalist, the person who is in upper degrees, and he's already had real corrections on his evil inclination, and turned them into the good inclinations. And step by step, degree by degree, he reached the revelation of more corruptions, and he reached the points where he would be able to bestow, and even to the point where it's a true correction. And there are some who want to write, but they see that they can't write. And you see all of the 10 of Rabbi Shimon, only Rabbi Abba was able to write in a special way that needed to be written, and he wrote. There's others that just haven't reached us. And they might have been good books, but why? Because it's the upper providence. And I can't say why. I have some of my own ideas, but I can't just say them. It's exactly from that same point, where how am I now going to write a book about Kabbalah, really, truly about Kabbalah, that will be in addition to this generation? If I can't even stand next to them as a, I don't know, I can't even reach their heel. So there are some like this and some like that. Some are trying to write to the beginner, some are from the greatest, and what I am able to do is to somehow give a little opening to those who want to learn more. But to continue Taz or continue Zoh, how am I going to do that? I also don't think that after the articles of Habash, and also Baal Sulam and Habash, and before that it was Amchal, it would be difficult for us to, you know, every generation has their own style. Baal Sulam is good for our generation. Habash is good for our generation. What there will be in the next generation, another 20 years, it could be there will be others, there will be a new generation that won't even be able to understand it. And how can we read an article that's 50 pages? That's, if you take me to a prison, you close me for a year, and then maybe I'll read it. Because people will be in a way that they're not able to do it. Even though I think it might invert in the end, so maybe we will have to write. It won't be... And then it will be in an archive, on the internet, like that. Yes.
So when a Kabbalist writes, it's a special action?
Yes, of course. It's a revelation. Even I said to you guys many times that there are many times that the Rabash said things that I didn't understand anything. But he had to say it in the presence of someone. And when I asked why, he replied saying that it has to go out to the ear of the world. And by that, that someone who's a Kabbalist saying something openly to someone who doesn't understand, like I was, and he said it. Eventually I understood what he said, but it took many years. I remembered what he said. There were a few times like that where he said stuff. It took me time to understand. But in that moment, I didn't understand anything. Okay, good. We still have more time. And it came to pass at midnight, 93, one should always be careful with the midday prayer, since this is the time when Deen hangs in the world and one should focus one's mind. In 94, the world exists only by the heads of the people. If the heads of the people are righteous, it is good for the world and good for the people. And if they are not righteous, woe unto the world and woe unto the people. 95. It is certainly so, because it is written, I saw all of Israel being scattered. These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace. He asks, should it not have said, will sit? Also it should have said, in his house, since the people were in their place. Hence, to where were they to return? 96. If the head of the people is not pure in his actions, the people are caught for his sin. Since it is written, and David spoke, I have sinned and I have done wrong. But these sheep, what have they done? Thus David sinned, but Israel suffered. And if the head of the people is caught in his iniquity, the people are saved, since the judgment is removed from them. As it is written, and the Lord said, these have no master, meaning if they are not the head of the people, they may return from the path, each to his own home in peace. And even though the judgment was already over them on this path, since their head was caught in his iniquity and put to death, they may return in peace. Thus they are all saved if their head is caught. 98. At midnight, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi saw a deer walking past them, yelling and raising her voice. They heard one voice declaring and saying, rise, you youth, awaken those who are asleep. Worlds, prepare before your masters, because your master is going to the Garden of Eden, Malchut, which is his palace, to entertain with the righteous. 99. Rabbi Chiya said, it is precisely midnight now, and this voice that we heard comes out and shudders the deer above, which is Malchut. And below, as it is written, the voice of the Lord makes the deer to shudder. Blessed are we for hearing it. 100. When the Creator appears over the garden, the whole garden gathers. All the righteous in the garden, and it does not separate from Eden, Chochmah. And springs, illumination of Chochmah, come out of this Eden towards several ways and trails for the attainment of the righteous. And this garden is called the bundle of life, where the righteous are refined by the illumination of the next world. And it is at that time that the Creator appears to them. 101. Rabbi Yossi said, I have asked several times, why this was not on the day when the open miracle will be revealed to all? Also, why did all the weak ones die after the grindstone and the lambs in the sheep? And why did kings, ministers, and warmongers not die, as it was with Sennacherib, who are all kings, sons of kings, ministers, and officers? But the strength of one emissary of the Creator appeared there. Indeed, it was greater than this miracle, for here it was done by himself. Thus, his miracle was worthy of being greater. 102. Since we have been rewarded with all that, and the road before us has been established, I heard that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is purifying the streets of the city of Tiberias. Let us go to him. They sat until the day rose, and when the light came up, they rose to their feet and left. When they reached him, they found him sitting with a book of Haggadah in his hand. 103. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. Question, since he said, all the nations are nothing, are as nothing before him, why does it also say, they are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless? I learned the view of all the people in the world, whose faith is as nothing, who attain neither the high degrees nor the lower ones. They take for themselves a faith of folly, but it is regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless, like the chaff that flies in the wind and rolls in the fields in the summer, empty and without content. 104. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It is the right side of the Creator, and it is his left side. I learned that the Creator leaned to his right side, chesed, and created the heaven, and he leaned to the left, and created the earth. As it is written, surely my hand founded the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. 105. They stand together. Can you even think that heaven and earth, Zeran Pin and Nukva, do not stand together, but are separate right and left, which are et and et? Hence, the nations of the world will stand together. But how will they stand together? It is Malchut, which governs midnight, when et, chesed, is included in this Malchut, and then they are standing together. 106. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Et is chesed is Ranpin. Everything is as it is written, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in everything. Everything is this sfira called this, which is Malchut, comprising the it and the it, and governing the midnight on both sides, Rachamim and Din, Rachamim for Israel and Din for the idol worshippers. And the writing says, everything. He made everything connected, beautiful in its time, in midnight. 108. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? Who is like the Lord our God, is Zeranpin, who rises and crowns to dwell in the high holy Ketel, which is Bina, whose illumination is above all those lights that shine, and the Ketels, and the wreaths, and all, since all the Mochin in the worlds extend from Bina, who looks down low, who descends in his Sfirot from Ketel to Ketel, from Bina's right line to his own right, from crown to crown, from Bina's left line to his own left, from illumination to illumination, from Bina's middle line to his own middle line, from light to light, from Malchut de Bina to his own Malchut, to watch over above in heaven and below in the earth, as it is written, the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men. It speaks of attainments of the Mochin of Zeranpin. First, Zeranpin rises from Man to Bina and determines between the two lines, right and left of Bina, which were disputed, and makes peace between them. Subsequently, three lines emerge in Bina and in Malchut that receives from them. This is the three emerge from one, when the three lines of Bina emerge from one, which is Zeranpin. The writing says about that, who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? This is so because although Zeranpin is discerned as Vak and not as Gal, he still rises to Bina and becomes a decisive line in her, called Dat, which is Gal, and it settles there among the Sfirot of Rosh. Then, since three come out of one, it follows that the one is rewarded with all three, and Zeranpin, too, stands in those three lines that it illuminated in Bina, since the lower one is rewarded with the same amount of light it induced in the upper one. As it is written, the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men. Thus, afterwards, he lowers himself because he descends from Bina to his own place with those three mochim that shine in the three lines. And he does that to bestow in heaven and in earth. And he calls that right line ketil, calls the left line crown, calls the middle line light, and calls Malchut spark. 109. And it came to pass at midnight, it should have said, as middle of the night, or as midnight, as did Moses. And if you say, as the friend said, so the sayers of Pharaoh will not say that Moses is a liar, since it is impossible to precisely tell the moment of the middle of the night, then the question will stand in three ways, for even Israel will say so. One, if so, he should have said, and Moses said as the middle of the night. Why does it he say, so says the Lord, but the Lord said at midnight? And as much as he may aim the time, it will not be caught onto Moses, but in the master, since he said, thus said the Lord. Two, since Moses said, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, but it was not so until the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon. Still, Israel will say that he is a liar because he matters did not unfold as he had said. Three, that he said in the name of the master, it is written of midnight, and it came to pass at midnight, and not as midnight, as Moses had said, 110. But the heavier question, heavier than a beast can carry, is when you asked, why was the smiting of the firstborn at night and not during the day? And why did the weak ones behind the mill die? Indeed, this is all a sublime secret among the harvesters who have been rewarded with attaining the plants of the hidden light that were sown in Malchut called a field. It is all honest in the words of the faithful prophet. 111. Happy is Moses, of whom it is written, you are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips, the oil of joy above your fellows. You are fairer than the sons of men. In Hebrew, sons of Adam, meaning Seth and Enoch, grace is poured upon your lips from Noah and his sons. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you from Abraham and Isaac, oil of joy from Jacob, your fellows, the rest of the prophets. And does a man who has climbed the highest degrees, which no other man has, not know what he says? 112. We learned that the Sfira called this Malchut is called a woman. As it is written, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. The man is called this, and this a male man, Zerantin, as it is written, as for this Moses, the man, meaning this man. Thus, a man is called this, and this is called a man. And this was taken from this and called male. 113. This is the reason why Malchut is called Tamar. It indicates male and female, because the Tamar palm tree does not rise when one is without the other, male without female. As it is written, like pillars of smoke, as smoke rises with white and black, here in Malchut, called this. All is included in the middle of the night to perform her actions at one time, at once, white for Israel, which is Achamim, and black for idol worshippers, which is Din. 114. Until this night is divided, it does not carry out its operations. How do we know? From Abraham. It is written, and he divided himself against them by night. This means that he was divided in order to perform his operations. Here, too, Moses said, as midnight, meaning when the night divides, since Moses knew that he will not carry out his operations until he divides. Rav, one more. 115. And so it was. He did not carry out his operations until he was divided. He carried out his operations in the second half of the night, as it is written, and it came to pass at midnight. What is half the night? What is half? It is the other half, when Malchut rules. And that, this, Malchut, is always available to carry out operations, and each operation that takes place during the night is done in the second half. Precisely these excerpts are very useful. They have a lot of strength. Very special strength for us. That's around Egypt. It's a very special. Okay, what's happening? What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, preparation of the lesson, 2:45.